This is Akashwani Itanagar, the news read by Hage Ani. The governor of Arunachal Pradesh, Lieutenant General retired K.T. Parnaik, has extended his warm greetings to the people of the state on the joyous occasion of Netri Dau, the agricultural festival of the Russo-Aka tribe. He wished that the celebration would bring the benevolent blessings of the Almighty to every household. In his message, the governor said that across civilizations, festivals have been central to human life. Netri Dau reflects the tribe's vibrant culture and traditions and also plays a vital role in preserving them for the younger generation, he said. Similarly, the governor also extended his greetings on the occasion of Janjatiya Gaurav Divas, which is celebrated on the birth anniversary of the freedom fighter and tribal leader Bhagwan Birsa Munda. The State Election Commission, Arunachal Pradesh, today announced the schedule for simultaneous general elections to the Panchayati Raj institutions and the municipal bodies of Itanagar and Pasighat. The polling will be held in a single phase on December 15, 2025, while counting of votes will take place on December 20. Arunachal Pradesh currently has 27 Zilla Parishads, 245 Zilla Parishad constituencies, 2,103 Gram Panchayats and 8,181 Gram Panchayat constituencies, while the municipal bodies comprise 20 wards under IMC and 8 wards under PMC. Female voters outnumber male voters in the panchayats with a gender ratio of 1,123 females per 1,000 male. The Arunachal Pradesh State Pavilion was inaugurated yesterday by Minister for Commerce and Industry Nyato Dukam at the 44th India International Trade Fair at Bharat Mandapam Pragati Maidan, New Delhi. The state pavilion set up by the Trade and Commerce Department, Government of Arunachal Pradesh, is hosting 28 enterprises, companies that showcases products from women self-help groups, entrepreneurs from food processing, tea, adventure tourism, FPOs, FPCs with their agro-hortic producers and spices. The 72nd All India Cooperative Week, coinciding with the Golden Jubilee celebration of Arunachal Pradesh State Cooperative Union 2025, commenced yesterday at IG Park, Itanagar. In his address, Minister Cooperation Ojingta Singh, chief guest of the occasion, informed about the new Cooperative Policy 2026 likely to be introduced in the state. He appealed and encouraged the cooperative societies to reduce the dependency from the government fund and requested to work hard collectively according to the changing needs of the society for contributing to the state development like other developed states of India. A newly constructed assembly shed at the Government Girls Residential School, Sarkha Hapa Nimte Sagali, was formally inaugurated yesterday by Vishakha Yadav, Deputy Commissioner, Papumpare District. Addressing the gathering, Ms. Vishakha Yadav stated that the construction of the assembly shed was a direct outcome of the interaction with students and teachers in an open area during her visit to the school in July 2025, in which she was apprised of the infrastructural challenges faced by the institution. The Arunachal Pradesh Building and Other Construction Workers Welfare Board yesterday conducted a mega awareness camp cum welfare kit distribution program at Jang, drawing a large gathering of workers from both organized and unorganized sectors across Tawang district. In his address, Welfare Board's Chairman Roland Dagam announced that the registration fee for laborers working under the Border Roads Organization has been waived for 1 year. He highlighted that online registration will soon become mandatory and urged PRI members to actively guide workers towards registering with the Welfare Board to access essential welfare schemes. ADC Wakro AJ Lumpi inaugurated and dedicated the new library premises of APNE Library at Wakro Lohit District as a gift to the youth of the circle with the wish that the library remains a lamp of learning to Wakro community. He said that it is impressive that the library is led by a group of girls and young women and commended its achievements over the last 16 years while assuring the administration will extend all support to serve the youth in the coming years. Outlining the last 17 years of the evolution of APNE Library, the Lohit Youth Library Coordinator S. Mundayur, in his praise, called APNE Library is the pride of the library movement in spite of the entire senior volunteers being first-generation learners. In Dibang Valley, Acheso Village, the first village of India along the international border in northeast India, celebrated Janjatiya Gaurav Divas with great pride and cultural vibrancy to mark the 150th birth anniversary of freedom fighter and tribal leader Bhagwan Veer Birsa Munda. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.